the image of the beast is going up. And the one book that really clearly identifies this for us is The Great Controversy. And if you haven't been reading The Great Controversy, and you haven't been reading the Bible, don't leave here thinking that I'm setting The Great Controversy above the Bible. But there are Sister White tells us there are many wonderful truths in the Word of God. But what the flock of God needs now is present truth. And if there's one part of inspiration today that is full of present truth in a very neat, concise package, it's the book Great Controversy. And if nothing else takes place here from this meeting tonight, I hope you get conviction to go break that book open and start handing that book out like the leaves of autumn. And we'll take this up further Friday evening, I believe. Shall we kneel as far as possible to bring this to a close? Am I doing it in the wrong sequence? Heavenly Father, we live in very solemn and serious times, and as you've told us that during these times your people would be asleep, we ask that you would use this information to help awaken us individually to our need of a genuine experience so that we can hear your voice, so that we can be used by you. Lord, we want to be awakened. We want to be part of those that finish this work, that we might go home. Give us the discernment to see what's going on around us prophetically, that we might be inspired to see what's going on around us spiritually and reach out to those that you would have us touch with your message of love in this final hour. We thank you for the ease that we have to come together and discuss these things. We know this time is going to be short. We're not always going to have the legal ability to come and discuss these things. Help us take advantage of these things at this time before it runs out. In Jesus' name, amen.